This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we head down to Prairie Island Campground for Boats and Bluegrass 2014. We visit with a group of individuals who knew each other throughout college and have continued playing music ever since. The band fills us in on some interesting adventures on the road, what it's like being a musician in Minnesota, and more. Tune in for some great bluegrass music right now on The Live Feed. It's Terry with the Live Feed at Boston Bluegrass 2014 with the Pistol Whippin' Party Penguins. I'm going to have everybody go around and tell me who you are and what you do.
My name is Chris Lynch, and I play the fiddlesticks.
Jake Manders, guitar.
Chris Pyle, guitar.
Pat Mavity, fiddles.
Matt Wolvani, bass.
Ryan Douglas Canyon, mandolin.
How did the name Pistol Whippin' Party Penguins happen?
A night much like tonight, just a bunch of guys sitting around having a good time, right?
A good friend of ours from college enjoyed himself in college quite a bit and altered his mind a bit and came up with this name, and we didn't have a name at the time, and we rolled with it and then never turned back, kind of, if that makes sense.
How did you guys all form together?
Most of us went to college together.
Mankato. Well, you know, it was actually at a show at the Fine Line. We were under the name Jake and Dubs, and we had Chris and Ryan were sitting in, and Terry's like, why are you called Jake and Dubs? It's like four-piece, you know? It doesn't make sense. And so that's when he yelled out the Swippin' Party Penguins, and we just went with it ever since. And then, we all went to college, including Chris. All went to Mankato State, and then Pat joined us back in 2007. It's been history ever since.
Who takes the lead on writing material or changing material?
I think we all write a lot of songs. I've written quite a bit, but we got a lot of good songwriters here. Jake's an amazing songwriter. He writes a lot of tunes. Pat does as well. And our new album, you can kind of see Ryan writes a couple great tunes as well, Mr. Doug Canyon.
It's true. I have two songs on the album. Primarily, I think Matt and Jake are two primary songwriters and have been for the first two albums, at least, and they've had quite an extensive catalog between the two of them for over, like, 15 years or something now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been nice, easy for the rest of us to just kind of hang on and be like, oh, that's a great tune again. Let's play that one now.
There's a lot of you. How do you all collaborate and agree on things?
Well, you know, since we all go way back, we're just good buddies, you know. Where was I going with that? Anyone take over? Anybody?
We don't agree on anything.
Never.
No, we're pretty easygoing guys for the most part. We can never really get a hold of Chris, but on the fiddlesticks over there. But our goal is to have a good time. You know, that's what we do, and it's kind of an excuse for all of us college buddies to hang out and an excuse to go play music and have a great time. So there's not much friction in this band, you know. We don't let it happen.
So then you travel together and you get along. So there's got to be some entertaining stories that have happened along the way.
For instance, I was sleeping about 5 minutes prior to showtime tonight. That's kind of an interesting story. That doesn't happen all the time. So hijinks ensue here and there.
Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we've got some good road warrior stories. We've got good friends, like in Stuartville in particular. We've got a crew of like three families that have around Rochester, Stuartville, Minnesota. And one time we were on our way down, I think we played the night before, it was either Oak Center General Store, it was in Rochester, maybe the Whiskey Bones, and we stayed at this place. It was middle of winter and a storm was brewing, and we had a show in Decorah, Iowa the next day, and we stayed at this out in this farm, this buddy of ours Dave, and it was snowing big time, and we almost didn't make it out of his driveway, but then we knew we got to the crossroads where we could go back to Minnesota or Minneapolis and cancel, or we can go back down to Decorah, and we couldn't have made a decision any sooner. But we were in a blizzard, and thank goodness we show up at the Haymarket down in Iowa, and thank goodness the band from Madison showed up too. We had the PA. And it was a harrowing story. It was a big, winter love fest of true diehard musicians.
Almost dying on the way there.
Yeah.
We almost hit a deer. We almost hit a deer, and when we got down to Decorah that night, the whole town was kind of, I felt like the whole town was there waiting, and we were all high-fiving everyone, and it was like, you know, we made it. We risked our lives to get down there, and if we would have left 10 minutes later, we would have been in the ditch for sure.
Throw a stone to any other neighbor. Funny thing, I never felt alone, alone, alone. Funny thing, I never felt alone, alone, alone. I took the plow from the field, took the hammer from my hand. Living in the city, and I don't understand why this life took my love. Land in my way, on a train to glory land with nothing left to say. On a train to glory land with nothing left to say. I'm on a train to glory land.
All right, we're gonna do it. You guys having fun so far at Boats and Bluegrass? Yeah. Every time I walk into this place, I think I just died and went to heaven. And then I leave here and I'm not afraid to die anymore. Down at the boatyard, mama, trying to catch me a little break. It's a nice day, mama, there ain't nothing else to say. We're just standing at the wagon, wondering how much we can take.
but that hand we were dealt. Kept kicking and fighting and fussing and cussing, and one of these days that chain's gonna break and you're gonna wish you hadn't said the things you said. One of these days that chain's gonna break and you're gonna wish that you hadn't done the things you've done. Let's keep it old school, mama, 'cause that money doesn't grow on trees. Take a deep breath, mama, try to keep your mind at ease. Well, I never met a man named Joe that I didn't like. This old crazy world will keep on throwing you things you can't understand, and one of these days that chain's gonna break and you're gonna wish you hadn't said the things you said. One of these days that chain's gonna break and you're gonna wish you hadn't done the things you've done.
Listening to the sounds of the Pistol Whippin' Party Penguins at Boats and Bluegrass 2014. I'm Terry Tenseth, now taking you back to my interview with members of the band. You're listening to The Live Feed. What do you each do when you're not performing music?
When I'm not, I'm performing a lot of music. I don't have a job, but my music is my job. But honestly, like when I get off tour, I live in Santa Cruz, California, and I'm just kind of sitting in with these guys tonight because they're longtime old buddies of mine. But usually the first thing I do is eat a burrito and then go to the ocean. And if I can, I go backpacking. I think it's a good time to kind of like unwind and spend time in nature is what I usually do. If I have time, is to get out in nature and go on a hike. That's my thing. That's my peace of mind. It kind of like re-energizes me. And cleanses the system too sometimes, just to like decompress and be out there for a while.
Cleanse yourself in Minnesota, you know.
He's from Austin, Minnesota. So he's still trying to get the spam out of his pores.
Takes years, whatever's in spam, it's still, my arteries are just like, girl, they're like, I feel them right here, my like lower chakra, like just like expanding. So it's taken a good 10 years to kind of deal with, you know, growing up in Spam Town, USA, but we're working through it, and the Penguins have helped me along, you know, along the way to kind of like get rid of that spam, or just kind of, you know, eat some kale and kind of accept it also. And yeah, you know.
Jake, what are you doing in the meantime?
Oh, man. I like to make weird collage art. I pick up stuff off the streets and enjoy that. And I'm an art teacher at high school and working on my solo project as well. My second album should be out soon.
I work at a trucking company, not quite as glamorous as Jake.
Yeah, this is Pat, and I had, over the last decade or so, been in construction and building maintenance, and I quit my job and tried to take care of my own house. I most often now just take care of my grandchildren. I got two granddaughters, and I take care of them, you know, about four times a week now, and although it's getting to the point where I got to start looking around. So, but I got four other bands, too.
I'm a sales associate for a computer company and got a couple kids as well and a wife, maintaining that and writing music on the side.
I like to get on my two wheels, my bicycle, and go cover the land. And I ship and handle computer parts for my 9-to-5. And I'm working on my 9-piece all-male scat group. Yes, we're working on that. So we're working on that.
Yeah. What is it about the genre of music that you play that draws you to it? Why is it so important?
I think it stands the test of time. This style of music kind of comes and goes in popularity, and from youngsters to old folks, they all can get down to it and dance and have a good time. So that's it's universal, I think, in that way.
I agree. I think we didn't really plan on being a wedding band, but we've been asked to play quite a few weddings lately in the last few years, and other than Jake getting to eat as much as he wants, we really like those gigs, because you look out and on the dance floor, you literally see children, young children, teenagers, little toddlers, college kids, middle-aged folk, and you see old people, and everyone is dancing to this stuff. They love it, you know, and it's really a type of music that somehow works. It's not like a DJ. You know, you go to a wedding and there's a DJ, and you know, the old people are sitting down, the young people are grinding on each other, and yeah, it's just weird how it somehow touches a whole large demographic of people.
Well, I'd say it's such an honest kind of music, it's really hard to hide anything with acoustic instruments and the kind of instrumentation that you have available. So that's why people can connect with it so easily, I think.
Well, it's nice about it, too, is that, you know, once in a while, if we get, like, a rain delay, you know, we play a show and it was rained out, we can all just go acoustic and go play out into the crowd. And, you know, once in a while, we like to just play acoustic, go out into the audience. And, I mean, you know, you can't do that in a metal band, really, right? Or a punk group, you know? So we're really lucky. We all play these.
Sucks and it rains out on my metal band.
Feels good to say, and I pray that it's true. I don't think I got much for regret. I've done me some things that I'm not very proud of, and each one's a lesson in life. But I find me some work and a place to call home, and I'll ask you to be my wife. Please don't leave me, darling. Promise that I'll be true. I'm putting all my eggs in just one basket. Please don't leave me blue. People who love me, people who hate me, can't blame them either way. I'm broke down and dirty, but I'm keeping it simple. It's more of a swagger than a sway. I may not be here every minute, every hour, but I'll never up and leave in the night. Honey, you go east, I'll go west.
putting all my eggs in just one basket. Please don't leave me blue. I'm putting all my eggs in just one basket. Please don't leave me blue.
Hey. Thank you guys so much. One.
Terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, reaping horrible destruction, blotting out the works of man. Are you ready for that great atomic power? You rise and meet your savior in the air. Will you shout or will you cry when the pirates come on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Are you ready for that great atomic power? You rise and meet your savior in the air. Will you shout or will you cry when the fire ends come on high? You ready for that great atomic power? Are you ready for that great atomic power? You rise and meet your savior in the air. Will you shout or will you cry when the fire ends come on high? Power.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2014. I'm Terry Tenseth, taking you back to my interview with the Pistol Whippin' Party Penguins.
What is it about the Minnesota music scene that you think makes it different and unique from any other music scene?
We don't have a shortage of water, that's nice, but it's really special. Like this Bluegrass Festival here at Boats and Bluegrass is... we're all big family here, big family reunion. Like everybody knows each other and supports each other. And
I gotta say, I'm so proud of the Minneapolis music scene right now, in Minnesota in general. I was just talking to a few people backstage over at the main stage tonight about how one of our friends has been touring all around the country, and Chris might realize this too, but there's a lot of cool places in this country as far as music goes, but the variety of music and the quality of the music that's coming out of Minnesota right now is it's an incredibly special thing to be a part of, you know, and we're kind of spoiled because we, whether it be blues, bluegrass, jazz, country, rap, you know, hip-hop stuff, there's just great bands all over the place in Minnesota, and it's really a neat thing to be a part of right now.
Could go many directions, but I was about to say that it's interesting also in how geography and weather can actually kind of help dictate the creative process and the music that comes from those places, and that Minnesota has an incredible amount of very diverse music, and I feel like maybe the long cold winters, like, what do? You stay inside and like you write music and you're like forced to kind of like hole up and like get together and create whatever you create in some ways. I think the other day I was listening to, like, I don't know, Bjork and Sigur Rós, and I was thinking of like how much great music has come out of Iceland. And then I started to think of Minnesota as well, even though Minnesota has much more of like Americana and like acoustic music and folk and bluegrass influence on like the country, and a lot of like really, really, really fantastic, national touring acts and stuff. That definitely plays a role. Just like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I live in California too, right on the, you know, like a mile from the beach, and, you know, there's a lot of like surf music that comes out of our town too, which is great. And so it's great to see, and people love to have a good time in Minnesota too. It's just like a really, really down home family vibe, like just really cozy, and it's nice to always feel that and not always be surrounded by too much eccentricity or something. I don't know.
We're gonna go really deep. I hope you're ready, guys.
Bring it.
Favorite road food.
Oh man! Well,
I know what Pat will say.
All right. Well, let's see. Dehydrated mangoes, just to like munch on, but like full on meal. Some good barbecue. I'm a huge fan of, and I will keep coming back to burritos too. But when touring in California,
wedding buffets. Wedding buffets for me, all the way, and spitters, sunflower seeds.
I guess I'd agree. You can't go wrong with some good barbecue when you're on the road, tired, and pulling into a new town. So I'm gonna have to go with barbecue as well.
Well, if you're really planning ahead, you want to get a whole bunch of carrots and cut them up and just chew carrots and make sure you chew them up real good, because it's like carrot juice. Then you know, you want to make sure you absorb it, all the goodness, but. In reality, if you didn't do that, then you're stuck with
quesadillas. Pat loves quesadillas. He orders quesadillas wherever we go. I typically like ice cold beer if I can find one. Yeah, love you, Dad. And I really like a good burger when I can find one. What I've learned playing on the road for numerous nights sometimes is you really have to steer away from the burger, and you got to get a salad sometimes, and Jake motivates me to do that sometimes, but yeah, good barbecue, good burger, and the occasional nice fresh squeezed juice is good.
Burritos.
Are we talking beef? Are we talking bean? Are we talking?
You can put a crusty old boot in a tortilla and wrap it up, and I'm eating it.
That'll work.
Tell me the one song or album that's on your iPod that no one would suspect that you're listening to, or that you might be embarrassed to share, but you're going to share it now.
Mine is Jan Terry, High Risk.
Oh, yeah.
Thor?
I have Thor Greatest Hits Volume 3.
I like a lot of hip-hop music in general, preferably the boom-bap era of the early 90s.
I have an iPod, but I've had it for 2 years. I've never used it, but I spin vinyl. I like Carlene Carter.
Maybe some Todd Rundgren.
Ooh.
Or Thor. You know.
I love it, man. We always travel to shows, and we Matt over there, blasts up Thor. We always listen to Thor on the road, and it just feels good. You know, it's just we're all getting pumped up listening to Thor. I don't have Thor on my iPod. I just only listen to him on the road. I'm a super fan of Yola Tango. I don't know why I never get sick of him.
No, you're not going there. All right. Well, if people want to find out more information about you, when you're playing next, where should they go?
Pistol Whip and Party Penguins, but you don't have to type all that in. We have abbreviated it, and it's PWPP. That's PWPPmusic.com.
There we go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tom and Julie, again for having us this year, and congratulations, 10 years of Boats and Bluegrass.
All right, I think we got time for one more quick one. Thank you so much. We're the Pistol Whip and Party Penguins. This goes out to all the pretty ladies in here tonight. Thank you so much.
One, two, three. Drop dead pretty as a gal can be. Happy with her and she's happy with me. But if she gets mad, I ain't gonna put up a fight. If she ain't happy, no one's happy. I'ma make her happy tonight. I bust my back at the company
store. I make good money. I can stand to make more. Just bring it home enough to make everything all right. She ain't happy. No one's happy. I'ma make her happy tonight.
Honky Tonk Chris Pyle on the guitar, everybody. Standing on the fiddle, or on the mandolin, sorry. Pat Mavity on the fiddle. If I had to do it over, I wouldn't change a thing. I walk her down the aisle and I give her a ring. I move on in, pray to God she don't find.
Well, maybe she'll hit that spot.
And she ain't happy, no one's happy. I'ma make her happy tonight. Someday I'll buy a car just to drive her around. Make a mess of trouble all over this town. I'll grab her by the hand and I'll never let her out of my sight. She ain't happy, no one's happy. I'ma make her happy tonight. Well, she ain't happy. Jake ain't happy. Chris ain't happy. Pat ain't happy. She ain't happy. No one's happy. I'ma make her happy tonight.
Good night, everybody.
We're done. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you out on the dance floor.
See you next time. All right. Thank you.
Thanks again to the members of the Pistol Whip and Party Penguins for sharing with us on the live feed. More information on the band can be found at pwppmusic.com and on Facebook. Another thank you goes out to all who made Boats and Bluegrass possible. More information on Boats and Bluegrass can be found at www.boatsandbluegrass.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.